USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The state of the State of the Union address controversy has changed as President Trump late last night announced he will deliver that address once the government shutdown is over, rather than on this upcoming Tuesday night. That after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled the address, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's funded again. Earlier, the president had suggested that he could deliver the address on Tuesday night somewhere other than in the U.S. House chamber. Police in Sebring, Florida, saying they have no idea what a 21-year-old gunman's motive was for shooting five people dead in a bank yesterday afternoon and calling 911 on himself. The police chief there says,
"Today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered a significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime."
Suspect Zephan Zaver is scheduled to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
An update now on the arrest of a licensed practical nurse who worked at a healthcare facility in Phoenix. A woman who was in a vegetative state at Hacienda Healthcare, recently giving birth to a son.
36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Investigators say no threat was discovered after suspicious packages turned up at the Diocese of Covington in Kentucky yesterday. The investigation coming after an incident in Washington over the weekend involving some Covington Catholic high school students. The viral video showing what some folks thought were students disrespecting a Native American elder. A subsequent video suggested otherwise. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's thankful for a personal letter received from President Trump. State media in North Korea is reporting that Kim met with a North Korean delegation who recently went to Washington, D.C. to set up another meeting between Kim and the president, and Kim said Trump has, quote, an unusual determination and will for resolving issues between the two nations. Kim also vowed to move step by step towards the goals set out by the two countries in the historic first meeting between Kim and Trump last June in Singapore. The Wisconsin teenager who escaped after being held captive for months from October till just a few weeks ago is going to get the $25,000 reward that had been put up by Hormel Foods and Genio Turkey for her safe return. They were hoping for information on 13-year-old Jamie Kloss's whereabouts. Kloss disappeared in October when her parents were found murdered in their barren home in western Wisconsin. There was no sign of Jamie, though, until she escaped captivity herself. And Jake Patterson was arrested for the murders and kidnapping Jamie. And one of the nation's largest media companies is laying off people across the nation. Gannett has not made an official announcement of how many jobs it's slashing, but many of its individual newspapers are announcing cuts this morning. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.